Plastic debris is a global catastrophe that is having a devastating effect on our marine ecosystems. Over 6 million tons of plastic debris enter the marine system every year. And this is not only having a devastating effect on the health of ocean wildlife, but also the people that depend on our oceans for food. I'm speaking with Andrew Almec. He used to attend Bishop's here in the townships. He's currently in Victoria, British Columbia. He's on the line with me today, and his team has developed something that he's going to tell us about today. Hello, Andrew. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic out here on the West Coast.
It must be beautiful there today.
It certainly is, and it's bringing back fond memories of how just how beautiful the eastern townships can be this time of year as well.
Yes. So, Andrew, can you tell us a little bit about how your project that began at Bishop's has translated into an innovative social enterprise?
Absolutely. Well, I guess in my final year at Bishop's there, I was writing my honors thesis, and I studied the perceived value in the marketplace of plastic debris when it's recycled into product lines, and really wanted to know if this was enough to kind of fuel the collection efforts involved. And anyways, after university, I traveled through developing regions in Asia and just realized there's just so much trash. So I thought this kind of, this mechanism of engaging the corporate sector to sponsor collection efforts and have the plastics integrated into product lines. Mm-hmm. I thought this could be something that could be very powerful in developing regions. Plastic pollution can last up to 500 years, and it just breaks down into tinier little bits. We're just beginning to really realize the impact it's having on economy and the health and well-being of millions of individuals worldwide.
What is the impact that plastic can have?
It's known to, or it's estimated to, kill over 100,000 marine mammals and millions of birds and fish each year through entanglement, digestion, and then there's even the toxic effects that can get into the endocrine system and actually interrupt the neurotransmitters. It's nasty stuff, and we really have to, you know, decrease our consumption of it. Mm-hmm. And so the project that I'm starting with, after I traveled through these developing regions and just like saw firsthand all the plastic pollution, I went back to Ontario where I was raised, and we got a board together, and we formed this nonprofit organization called Plastic Shore. Mm-hmm. And our whole mandate is to utilize plastic debris to generate the greatest socioeconomic benefits within the community. So we're looking at sponsoring different collection strategies. So programs for marginalized individuals, green employment programs for them, mm-hmm. and also trying to integrate it into the high school curriculum as an educational strategy, and then transforming existing cleanup events into fundraising strategies to basically fund related community initiatives. And how we do this is by taking the plastic, having it melted down, chopped up into this industry-grade feedstock that's used for manufacturing. And then companies can purchase this feedstock and produce their product line and get an eco-label certification that says made with X amount plastic debris. And so it's really formulated as a way of rewarding and promoting corporate social responsibility. Mm-hmm. And it's something that's hopefully be able to really feed itself and create a continual system for reducing plastic debris. There are a ton of product lines that can be developed. But right now we're entering into the phase where we're looking to fundraise for this development grant. We have to raise $3,000 to be able to match this development grant for $12,000. Mm-hmm. And it's really to assess, you know, how much funding can we generate to support the programs for marginalized individuals, employment programs, mm-hmm. and exactly when and where this can be really feasible. And then that way we can connect the corporate sector and say, we need this much funding to be able to do these programs. So it's, it's a pretty exciting time.
So what can people do to get involved?
I think one of the best things about going to Bishop's is the Bishop's Network. Mm-hmm. In fact, our first big partnership is with Encore Pacific. They're a Bottle Depot network. And their president and CEO is a former Bishop's grad. And so I think the Bishop's connection has just been, you know, so amazing, even if I am 3,000 or 4,000 kilometers away from Lennoxville right now. Mm-hmm. But I think just helping spread awareness about the project, we want to really show companies that there is support for this type of product concepts. And we hope that if we can define this product concept in the marketplace, then it'll be similar to the certified organic kind of eco label, and we'll be able to scale it out and provide a template for regions that are really impacted.
Okay.
Do check out our website at it's plasticshore.org.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, yeah, any kind of Facebook or social media support goes a long ways.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, financial, we need to raise $3,000, so you can check out our crowdfunding campaign that we're launching. Actually, it's just going live.
And what is the name of that?
It's on our website. It's a Catalyst crowdfunding campaign, but you can just follow the link on our homepage.
Okay.
There's a big link for it.
Mm-hmm.
There is one more key point that I wanted to kind of get across. We started off and we did an anti-littering campaign because we really wanted to raise awareness of the fact that 80% of plastics in the ocean, in the marine environment, actually start on land as litter, and then they, you know, storms take them and enter into the watershed. And so our kind of strategy too is to, you know, raise awareness of the fact that this, the debris is starting on land, and focus on cleaning up communities as a whole instead of just the debris that's already in the marine environment.
Okay. Now, you also mentioned you need to raise $3,500. So that's to be able to match a development grant?
Yeah, for $12,000.
Okay.
Yeah, if you go to our homepage on the website, uh-huh. You can check out the homepage, and then right toward, not towards the bottom, but there's big letters towards the bottom that say, check out our crowdfunding campaign.
Well, I thank you very much, Andrew, for speaking with us about this today, and good luck with your project.
Yeah, thanks so much.